Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus l'refuas. Yocheved Fege Bas Michal Yudis Bas Yibsar Shechol Yisrael. Based on the Torah that I received from our Rabbi Gaon HaGadol Chaim Horowitz Shlita and Mesechus Shvuis and of Chavzayin and Beis, it says Omar Rova Nishbal Kikor Va'ochla. If a person made a shvua that he's not going to eat a loaf of bread, and he eats it. Imshir mimene kizayis, if he was mishayer, if he left over a kizayis, so it's not over yet. He hasn't completely eaten the kikar, so there's still a kizayis left, so that means that the shvua is still in limbo, so to speak, and he can still be shoel nishal aleha. He can still be shoel on the shvua. So as long as there's some left, he hasn't completely been over by eating the whole thing, then he can still be shoel. But if achla kula, if he ate the whole thing, if he ate the whole loaf, ain nishalim aleha. It's too late. He can no longer be shoel, make a she'ela, go to a chacham, to uproot this neder, this shavua. And the reason is that since he ate the whole thing, and the shavua is no longer nogeh lemaisa because the whole thing is already eaten, he can't be shoel. He's my dehava hava. The shvua still has to be nogeh lemaisa, but once he ate the whole thing, it's not nogeh anymore. And my dehava hava, what was, and it was eaten. And shalom al Yisrael. It's too late. Sorry. That's the Gemara and Daf Chof Zayin Omid Beis and Chof Ches Omid Aleph. The Gemara says, Ameimar Omar, Afilu Achla Kula Nishal Oleha. Even if he ate the whole thing, he can still do She'ela. Why? Why is it still no Gala Maisa? Because, Ibishaygeg, if he ate it Bishaygeg, then Mechusir Karban. It's lacking a Karban, because Shaygeg, he has to bring carbon. If he hasn't yet brought the carbon, he can still do she'ela. Ibn mezid, and if it's bemezid that he ate this kikar, in mechusar malchus, he still has to get malchus. So until he gets malchus, the shvua is still relevant, still no gela maisa, it's not completely done with. He hasn't yet completed everything that relates to the shvua, because he's still chayiv malchus. He hasn't gotten malchus, and memela, he can do she'ela. The Rambam, in the 6th perek of Hilchos Shavuos, in the 18th halacha, hot kepaskent like a meimar, that even if he ate the whole thing, he can still do she'ela. Why? Because b'shoigeg it's mechusar korban, and b'mezid it's mechusar malchus. Even if he ate the whole thing, not like Rova, who says if he ate the whole thing, ein nishalim aleha. And so paskens the mechaber in Yoyredeya, in Reish Lamed Ches Chof. There's a machloikes between the Rabbon and Kamai, the Rishonim, when he did not get hasra, and he was over b'mezid al shvua, so he can hidu she'ela. The opinion of the Raivid in his Perush and the Rif is that he can no longer do she'ela because it's not nogea. Lo le korban v'lo le malchus, there was no hasra. Mele is no malchus. There's nothing to talk about. V'karkos av sham ha'me'iri v'dibur ha'maschil harei aval ha'rosh. And the 3rd parak of Shavuos, Simon Yud Zayin writes that even if he didn't get Hasra, he can still do She'ela. Gam below Hisrubo, even if he didn't get Hasra, he can still do She'ela. So it's true, there's no Malchus Befoyal, but in principle there is an Oynish Malchus for eating Bemezid. And so the Meiri brings in the name of the Chachme Hadoirois Shelefanov. There is a suffix. What would be the din when the neder or the shvua is noigea to an oynish mammon? According to a meimar, could he be shoel on this or not? For example, somebody was makdish his shor. Axe number one, and then axe number two kills axe number one. Now he was makdish axe number one to the base of Mikdash. If he's shoel, then he saves himself from having to pay hekdesh for the axe. Do we say that is also considered something for which he could do she'ela? Or maybe no. Only by oinesh malchus or korban, only then we say that it's still no geala ma'isa, but not when it comes to mammon. Mitzmistabra, it makes sense to say logically that even machmas mammon, he can still be shoel, he can still ask, because it's still no geala ma'isa. Because he would now save himself from a chovas tashlumin by doing sheila. Since no geala ma'isa, he could do sheila. However, where the mammon comes as a kapora, for example, somebody eats teruma b'shoigeg, what does he have to do? He pays keren v'choymesh. And why is he paying v'choymesh? V'choymesh is coming to be mechaper. That's the purpose of the choymesh. The choymesh is a kapora. There would seem pashut that even though he doesn't get malchus because it's b'shoigeg, nevertheless he can be shoel on this, because the choymesh is like a korban, and in a chiyuv korban he could be shoel. Right, we said ibishogeg mechusel korban. So this extra choymesh that he's paying for eating the truma is like a korban. And the meila, it's still no geala maisa vis-a-vis the korban, and he can do she'ela. So it would appear. Another suffix, when the she'ela is noigas l'kiyum mitzvahs aseh. In Psochim, on daf lamed ches, amid aleph, we say that matzah of maiser sheni, according to Rev Meir, that it's mamon gavoya, you're not yetze yedei choyvasoi, because matz maiser sheni is mamon gavoya, according to Rev Meir. So matz of maiser sheni, you're not yetze. You're not yotze. Chashav yesh lestapek, if somebody eats matzah of maisel sheni b'shoigeg, and that's all he ate, can he be shoel on the matzah in order that it's going to be misbarir that he was mekayim in mitzvah saseh, and he's not going to have to eat another kezayis? Again, if you eat a kezayis of matzah, maisel sheni, you're not yoytze, because it's mamon gavoh according to Rav Meir. But what would be the din if somebody eats matzah of maisel sheni b'shoigeg, he doesn't eat any other matzah, can he be shoel on the matzah in order that it would turn out that it's not maisel sheni and it was mekayim in mitzvah saseh and he doesn't have to eat another kezayis? Or no, maybe only to be saved from an oinesh you could be shoel, but not that you could be mekayim in mitzvah le mafreya. The Ben Ish Chai, in his Tshuvas Torah Lishma, in Simen Vav, discusses a beged of tzitzis, shenodar mimenu hano. You have a beged of tzitzis, and the person made a neder that he's not getting hana from this beged. And he wears the beged, and he makes the bracha. Ay, ay, ay. He made an ed there. He wasn't allowed to get hana. Says the Ben Ish Chai, he could be shoel, and through this, be saved from the bracha levatala that he already made earlier. And he learns this from the fact that we paskin like a meimal, that if you eat the whole thing, if it's nogea malchus, he could be shoel. See, here also it's nogea. To a bracha levatala, he could be shoel to save himself from the bracha levatala. Turns out there's no neder on this talis. So that's when it comes to Isser. But here, we're not talking, we asked about Mitzvah Saseh. There he's talking about being saved from Isser, and Mitzvah Saseh is a different idea. maybe for an Isser, yes, and that we see in the Gemara, but not a mitzvah. Not that it should be your Maiser Sheni should be considered proper Maiser Sheni. Not non-Maiser Sheni, and therefore your Yotze, for eating it Alts Matzah. Another suffix, let's say, as follows. We learn that if somebody eats the whole thing, he could still be Shoel because he hasn't yet gotten the Malkus. So it's going to save him from the Malkus. It must be the Svara is, as long as it's Nageya, then it's Nageya. Even if it's Nageya for an Oinesh, that's considered Nageya. If it's no longer Nageya, and he can't be Shoah. So just as a machlokes between Rov and Ameimah, what does it mean Nageya? What does it mean that it's relevant? Is an Onesh considered Nogea? Or no, it has to be something that's Nogea to the Guf HaNeder. The Guf HaNeder is that he's not going to eat from this Kikar. So that some of the Kikar has to be left. There has to be a Kazayis of the Kikar left in order for him to do She'ela. Otherwise he can't do She'ela. That's what Rava holds. And Ameimar holds that no, it doesn't have to be Nogea to the Guf HaNeder. But rather, even the onesh that comes out of the nether, is even if it's no get of that. Now we find she'ela by hekdesh and truma, like we see in Nedarim Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and in Nida 46b, we say that a katan mufla samuch leish. Right, if you have a 12-year-old boy, plus who is makdish a kikar and somebody else eats it. He gets Malkus. Now, if this Katan HaMufla is Shoel on his Hekdesh, then this person's not going to be getting Malkus. So now we have the following suffix according to Ameimar, that even if he eats the whole thing, he could be Shoel, like Ameimar says, because it's Noigea Le'inyan Malkus. Do we say that the Makdish can be Shoel to be Matzil the Oichel from Malkus? Or no? Since the Onesh isn't Nogea to the Makdish, because he's not the one getting the Malkus, and the Kikar isn't around anymore, so the fact that the Oichel will be getting Malkus is not enough of a reason to do She'ela. Also, if you ask your nechassim on others, l'das haran, v'nidarem tesvav amad aleph, that the mudar is lok if he gets hana, can the meidir, the one who makes the neder, be shoel to be matzah the mudar from Malkus? So we have two sveikas which are one. Can the person who makes the neder be shoel on the neder in order to save someone else from a punishment? Another suffix, even l'das rova, that if you eat the whole thing, you can no longer do she'ela. And for him, the fact that it's still nogea to onish doesn't matter. What would be the din if somebody made a neder from a kikar? He said, I'm not eating this kikar. This kikar is neder. It's usur to me. And then he's matpis another kikar and this kikar. He says, this kikar is kadosh, is not forbidden like the first kikar. Kikar B, loaf B is forbidden like loaf A. And loaf A is no longer in the world now. Can he be Shoel on the first loaf? See, he said there are two loaves. He asks loaf one, then he asks loaf two like loaf one. Loaf one is no longer around. Can he now be Shoel on loaf 1 in order to be Matir loaf 2? Because loaf 2 was Tolerian in the Isser of loaf 1, but loaf 1 is no longer Ba'olam. But even though it's no longer Ba'olam, there's still an Afkamina. That when he does She'ela, the Neder on loaf B will go away. And loaf B is still in the world. The fact that loaf A is not in the world anymore, you can't say loaf A isn't nogea, because loaf A is still nogea to loaf B, and loaf B is in the world. So maybe it is considered that you can be Shoal. Or maybe no. Since the Loaf A is no longer in the world, even though Mikoyach Loaf A, there's a Nafkamina on Loaf B, it doesn't matter. In this case, it's Mistabir that he could be Shoal, because Sof, still no Gael, because of Loaf B. How about this? What would be the din? Benodar mikikar. He made a neder from Loaf A, and then his friend came and does hatpasa to his loaf on Loaf A. That his loaf should also be in menador. His loaf should also be forbidden. And now the first kikar, the first loaf, is no longer in the world. Can the first person be Shoal on the kikar? Can the first person be Shoal on his loaf? Because it's still Noigea to his friend's loaf. We asked if it's his own loaf. The two loaves are his own. Let's say no. Loaf B is his friend's loaf. Can he be Shoal on his loaf because it's still Noigea to his friend's loaf? If we say that he can be Shoal, so it would emerge that where the first guy ate his kikar and he didn't get hasra, then even according to Amemar, he can no longer do she'ela because it's not no ge'ela onesh, because there was no hasra l'das ha'raivid. In such a case, there's no more she'ela. And then the second person did hatpasa. He ate the kikar and they gave him hasra, so for him it's still no ge'ela to onesh. So if we say that the Rishon could be Shoal in such a case, the Rishon could be Shoal and the Kikar Shenadar until the second guy gets Malkus. If you say that you could be Shoal because of your friend's Neder, because your friend did Hatpasa, so in such a case where he can't be Shoal on his own Hatpasa, because he didn't get Hasra and he ate it Pemezit, so it's Tzishbet, it's too late, where his friend ate, and now his friend is still hasn't yet gotten his Malkus, and his friend got Hasra, so the first person can still be Shoal on his kikar, because it's nogea to his friend's Malkus, because his friend ate his second kikar, which was created by Hatpasa, by tying it to the first kikar. And since it's Aser, since his friend was over on the Aser and he still hasn't gotten his Malkus, so the first person can be Shoal on his kikar, because it's still nogea lemaisa vis-a-vis his friend. Another nafkamina. According to the tzad that we said earlier, that even machmas mamon, even mitzad, because of money that comes from the neder, it's shayach to be shoel. It emerges that Ruvain, who is makdish ashor, and the shore of Shimon kills the shore that Ruvain was makdish. Now, if Reuven is Shoal on the Hekdesh, it's Misbarer that the shore wasn't Hekdesh, and Shimon will have to pay the Dmei Shor to Reuven. So now, Yesh L'Stapik, do we say that Reuven can be Shoal on the Hekdesh, even though the shore that he was Makdish already died? Why? Because it's Nogea Lo L'Schus Mamon. He's going to be getting the money. Or maybe no. We only find She'ela to pater himself from a punishment or to pater himself from a Chiyuv Mamon. We said before that, let's say, both of the axes are his. In the first one, he was Makdish, and then his axe killed the axe that he had been Makdish. So he can be Shol, because it says him a Chiyuv Mamon to Hekdesh. But maybe you can only be Shol for a Chiyuv Mamon, just like it's an Oinesh. You can pater yourself from an Oinesh, but not to be Zoicha B'mamon. Here will be Zoicha B'mamon, because now Shimon's going to have to pay him. So we have more to discuss about this. And that, sweet friends, is our Avodah B'li Neder for the coming Shir. So this was awesome. Baruch Hashem, we saw new lights in this sugya. Dvarim mechudashim. Oimer habamin achadash, like they say. Oimer is an ayin, oimer with an aleph. And we should be zeiche, Amir Tashem, to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.